Yes, indeed, powerful people. This is another episode of Break the Machine. I'm your host, Ahmad the Poet, alongside my partner, Spank the Bank.
What up, though?
And today we'll be taking another incremental step and shifting the culture. Today we got a special episode. We got fitness enthusiast, world-renowned boxing trainer, entrepreneur, LJ Harrison, in the building with us today. How you doing, King?
Everything all right, man. You know how it goes.
Hey, man.
Hey, yo, intros be cold. Look at he feeling good and shit. This nigga smiling and shit like, oh, shit.
Yeah, hey, man. You know, it's the same. Well, you know, I get a bunch of these, so yeah. That's cool.
Hey, man, it's an honor to have you on the show for real.
Yeah, appreciate y'all having me, man, for sure.
I wanted to start off just getting a feel for, like, how you really got into this, you know, the art of boxing in the boxing world.
Grew up into it. You know, my granddad was a famous boxer. My dad was a famous boxer, so. You know, that's just what my family did first. That was my first sport, was boxing, you know what I mean? So it taught me a lot as far as, like, discipline and, you know, like, what's inside you. And that alone just made me, like I like to figure out how strong I am, like, how deep I can go, you know what I'm saying? And boxing always going to make you figure out what's really inside you, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of just stuck with me.
Is it ego element in it as well?
Yeah, like, of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, boxing probably the most. I done played every sport. Boxing probably is the most. I mean, it's that sport, when it comes to ego, it ain't nothing, you know, because they the only one in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, basketball, like, I could depend on y'all to set a pick, or, like, you know, I could take a playoff because I know my shot blocker behind me. Or a quarterback, you got your, you know, boxing, you the only one in there. So when you win, you really, it's like, I'm the champ. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, so it's definitely an ego. It's definitely an ego thing, man. But I think for most boxers, though, like, you know, if you really love it, it's just like, you know, boxing pushes you to really see what's inside yourself. That's the main thing. It's just a lot of times you want to quit in there, but you just can't. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's really the main thing. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, I was reading, and you were stating that how you was overlooked in sports. Like, what made you not quit?
Well, I'll probably have to say boxing, to tell you the truth. You know, that's just how that was just my culture. When me and my brother, when we grew up with my dad, that was just our culture. Like, we just worked. Like, we was getting up at 5 in the morning, 12 years old, running. You know, a lot of times I just wanted to quit. He wouldn't let us. So, just really that, man. I always knew if you, like, in boxing, if you can go that extra round, that could be the round you can win. You know what I'm saying? Even when you dead tired. So, I always took that just with life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this next round might be the one. Even if you lose it, this next round, all it takes is one shot, one punch, one opportunity. Man. You know what I'm saying? So it always stuck with me, man. That's what keep me going out, to tell you the truth. You know, it'd be a lot of days. You see me here, man, all day. I'd be tired, but it's like, no. And then, you know, I get up like, this could be it. This could be the fight. You know, even when my brother won, it was like, this, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's always that next moment.
So, like, even talking about family, you had posted, you was like, it's people I love, but they just don't work hard enough to be around me, or me around them.
All right.
When I saw that shit, I was like, damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, you know me. You really around me a lot here. Yeah. So, you know me, anybody can come in here and I'm going to give you my first assessment of what I see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just see, like, a lot of cats, man. This, honestly, this is my opinion. Just Detroit cats in general, we just don't work hard enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not for everybody.
We finesse a lot.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm around people all day, bro, who say they want something. Like, I want this, I want that, but they don't want to do this. Like, they don't want to start from somewhere to make it happen. We just feel like, you know, we just entitled. Like, oh, we from Detroit. Because everywhere we go, they respect us. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm from Detroit, and that's not enough. You know what I'm saying? It don't be enough, bro. So that'd be the main thing, man. If you're going to lose, if somebody going to lose around me, I'd rather do it with people that's going to be like, let's lose. Like, not, we don't want to lose, but it's like, they going to put the work in. You know, just, a lot of people, man, just don't work hard enough, bro. And I don't like that around me, man. You know, it's okay to fail if you're giving it your all. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody going to do it. But
so what would you say is, like, the first principle that you have to instill? Like, you get this child young, and you're trying to turn him into a young man, into, like, a fighter. Like, what's the first principle that you have to instill into that child in order for them to, like, start to become an actual fighter?
I'll probably say consistency. Like, a lot of kids, they come here, they can't even jump rope. You know what I'm saying? Like, or they can't do a push-up. But then you will see, and parents will see, like, after a week or 2 weeks, they can't do nothing. Then 2 weeks, they get to boom, 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 boom. They do three. And then I'm like, keep going. And then, you know, I tell all the parents, it's just consistency, man, getting them used to running. You know, because I didn't like it when I was their age either, but it just, once you get used to it, it's just a part of you. I done had kids in here crying, like, hugging their mama, like, mama, I don't want to stay. And then 2 weeks later, they in here, can't sit down. You know what I'm saying? So it's really just a matter of consistency, bro, just getting them to keep jump roping, keep pushing, keep moving, keep going. Let them cry it out, but they got to just keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing when you starting, you know, early, getting them early.
So it's training, and what percentage would you say is motivation? Like, you training them and you motivating them. Like, how was that, like, balanced?
That's tough. That's tough. I mean, because you got to realize everybody is a little different. Mm. Everybody different. Your motivation might be different from his. How I talk to him might be different how I talk to this person. So it just, that's what make you good for real, honestly. You know, you got to be able to, you know, kind of tap into each person and realize, like, you know, this what this person need with this motivation. But sports is, to me, more mental than physical, so it's definitely motivation. You got to be able to stroke your athlete ego a little bit. You got to take the back seat. You always got to motivate them, let them know they the best, they just the champ, they this, they that, you know. So it's a lot of motivation in it, you know, for sure, more than physical to me.
Mm. How you deal with the haters? Like, because I seen you post something one day. I wanted to talk to you about it up here one day. It's like, damn, niggas really call you and tell you what you should be doing and stuff like that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. But you know what? Because honestly, bro, it's crazy because, again, you know, I played basketball overseas. So it's like, I didn't wake up like I want to be a boxing coach. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It just kind of happened because I always knew how to fight. So when my dad died, I kind of got through in the fire, which is cool because I did that my whole career. But it's like, once I realized, like, I'm a head coach and it's hard to explain. It's like, it's everybody in the world really watching you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you really can't say, I used to get kind of sensitive about it, like, man, why the fuck would you say that? But really it's like, you can't control what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? I just learned to ignore it, man. It's just part of the game. Some people going to appreciate what you're doing and some people just, you know, they going to hate it. You know what I'm saying? They going to hate it. So I just really just be blocking it out for the most part. But, you know, it's different, bro. It's different.
Yeah, because I can just imagine the mental draining you have to just go through, just even thinking that, because sometimes opinions can fuck you, especially for somebody you really, like you care about. You're like, damn, why the fuck you say that?
For real, bro, because, man, listen, people don't call me, man, people don't call me that's like my family, but like, you should quit. Like, you know, you don't really know
that
enough.
Shit hurt.
No, it's a hurtful feeling, bro.
That shit hurts.
It's a hurtful feeling. And I tell people all the time, people see me because I'm always, I try to tell people when they come in here, don't let your outside determine what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But it's a hurtful feeling, bro. When your family, like your blood you grew up with, like, man, you need to let your brother go with somebody else. You know, and I'm like, damn.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie though. I heard that in the streets and I got offended.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I just come in here, you know, train, yeah, but I got offended. You know?
It be people that I really shake hands with like every day. And then nigga, somebody call me, like, hey, man, dog said he, and I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's crazy, bro. Like, you the same person coming here, but when we won, yeah, it was a total like, oh, LJ, good, you was, but when you don't have a good performance and when you lose, like, he don't know. Man, it's crazy. Man, I done got emails, man, like DMs. I ain't never experienced this. Like, they be like, you, when I find you, I'm gonna kill you. It be like, it be like that, bro. Yeah.
Damn.
It be like that. It be serious. It be serious. I ain't even know that type of word existed, bro. And I told my brother, like, man, I ain't even know this type of stuff existed. Like, people really be from all over, like, LA, like, calling your phone, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, you trash. And then when you win, that's what made me kind of realize, like, I don't pay no mind. Because when you win, everybody, be, oh, you. But once you lose or you do something bad or you do something that's best for you, everybody going to be like, I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. But, man, let it, bro, it be people that I shake hands with. You'd be surprised how many people, like, watching y'all do y'all thing, like, shaking your hand. You know what I'm saying? But really, like, oh, they ain't going to make it. Or it's crazy, bro.
And that's one reason I really want to have you on here, because, like, I see a lot of that shit. I just don't say anything. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, bro, I got to have a conversation with LJ, because he talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That I see what's going on, I hear it, and it's like, bro, I just need someone to come
bring
that
sure
to the light.
Yeah.
Because it
yeah
is, like you said, Detroit is a flamboyant, finessing city, but, like, niggas don't put in the work. A lot of niggas just talk a lot.
That's
of, to be honest, do, we talk our way to a lot, out of a lot of shit.
Oh, we know how to talk.
And we talk our way to
yeah,
instant
yeah, no,
some
we
shit.
Know how to
so,
talk.
We I think that's
that
what it is.
Yeah,
I think
we know
just
how to talk.
Yeah.
We for sure know how to talk, for sure.
I just think that's
but,
what
but
it
people,
is.
But people, bro, people just, they just, I don't know, man. It's like, you know, they especially here, for example, like here, right? Let's say if I had to get up and catch the bus. Mm. Everybody going to be like, damn, dog, catching the bus? Like, what type of heat? But if you go to New York, that's a way of life, bro.
It is.
But that just tell you here, like, people, they got, it's just like, I'm telling you, bro, once I really realized that, like, why here? You could be walking, and you, if you stand in the corner right now, they going to look at you like you crazy, bro. Like, what's
I did that
on
shit from, like, February this year, from, like,
and they
going to
look at you like, he,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You like, damn, this my people.
You
but
feel
I'm
bad
you
about yourself.
You
like,
feel,
damn.
They make you feel terrible, bro. But you go to New York, and everybody got on suits, catching the train, But it's like this, they really getting to it though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's why here, bro, I know it from, hey, I want to train. I'm like, come on. And then a week later, you don't hear from them no more. And I'm like, they just be talking, bro. For real, like, they just be talking, bro. And I keep it real with them. Like, you just talking, bro. I'm straight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't be meaning no harm. I just be like, I'm straight, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, bro.
That shit fucked you up, did it, bro?
Damn, nigga.
It's crazy.
I ain't never think about it like that.
Bro, listen,
that.
You can have a car. It ain't got to be the best car. Mm. And you pull up with your boy, they going to be like, What you on, dog? And you like, I'm trying to say, in your mind, you really saving. You trying to get to the next, but they looking at you like, you can't do better than that. And you like, bro, I'm saving. You get on the freight, they look at you crazy. You could pull up in a new car, they're going to be like, it ain't the Hemi, though. Like, it's just, it's always somewhere, especially here. They looking at you like, it just ain't never enough. And it's draining, bro.
Man.
It's draining, bro. You know how much work I put in here every day, all day?
And that's what I was going to ask you. So, like, do you feel like, you got a winning attitude? Do you feel like people feel like you come off arrogant or cocky?
No,
it's just a winning attitude. You know, you always in a winning spirit.
I think it's just a winner. Everybody used to come to me like, because anybody come to me, kick it. You know, everybody. I ain't never been called arrogant, but for me, it's like, I think just me being young and really attacking how I'm attacking as far as my dedication and my grind is like different. It's like, and I get to speak my mind. So I'm not like a coach where I got to answer to somebody, like a high school coach, no disrespect to nobody, but it ain't like I got to answer to nobody. So I can really come in here and say what I want to say, do what I want. I can be me. And me is winning. Everybody knows I like to win, bro. Now, if we lose, that's cool. But I guarantee we didn't put the work in. So it's just different for people, bro. They don't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to answer nobody. I can, you know, I tell everybody come in here and be theyself. Be yourself in here, bro. And, you know, and we try to connect in here. You know, we try to make sure if somebody need help with a job, we connect that. Whatever it is, you know, somebody might come to me with something like this. I'm going to direct them to y'all. It's hard to see that somebody that's young and we doing it like this.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is, bro.
Yeah, because you is. How?
Yeah, 32. Right. Just turned 32 this year. So everybody be like, man, you 36, 36, you about to be 40. I'm like, nah, just turned 32. So, but you got to remember, I've been doing this since I was 25, 26.
Yeah, because I started coming down 2018.
Yeah, so I done had a lot of responsibility on me since 25 type, just leading. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You got to lead, bro. You got to lead a certain way. And that's all I try to do, bro. Just lead a certain way. You know what I'm saying? But
where do you have to go mentally, like, you know, or put your the people that you train and put them in mentally before a fight? Because I'm just thinking about it in my own personal aspect. Like, I went to HBCU and I was talking in front of like 200 students doing like a speech, but I also did poetry before.
Mm-hmm.
And I never performed in front of that many people.
Yeah.
And my heart started
jumping through your chest.
This is the first time I said this public. Like, I dang near forgot everything.
Sometimes
I
make
was
you forget
say.
Everything you said.
And I was like, damn, how do people do this every like week? How do people do this consistently? This is insane. And I wanted to hit up Wallow and I wanted to ask him, like, how do you remember everything that was on your, because I forgot like half of everything I was supposed to say, but I was so trained up, I remembered. I was sharp enough to get it off. They didn't know it.
Someone that you freestyle because it's just like it kind of makes sense to what I'm. You know what I'm saying?
But what place do they have to go to in order to, like, you know? Because that's a dangerous place. That's a scary place. If you like
inside
everybody
of them,
watching,
that's a scary place.
You finna get.
That's
a
lot of fucking people
you
watching.
You get murdered in there,
bro. You really can. But the thing is, I just learned, bro, to. It helped me when I was like you. When my first fight, I remember I had the Russian boy on Showtime. I've never coached on Showtime. I'm not, this is the thing. I've trained Tony in the back scenes. Like, I got him in shape. We going to run. I give him all the pad work, and my dad was the you know, son. I'm cool with that. My first time on Showtime, man, I'm like, get under. I don't know what to say. Because I'm in your I'm like, dude, but the more you do it, right, you just really, what experience from what I learned, bro, it just, like I tell him, you got to just relax. That's the main thing. Like, you know, I tell everybody, go, whatever your speech is, do it at your pace. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get in the habit of getting in front of a bunch of people and we trying to get it over with because usually when you see a crowd, they like hurry up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, man, like, who next? So we try to, and it's, I'm the truth. You the truth. Like, you good. Y'all going to sit here and listen to this. You know what I'm saying? So I really try to do the same thing. Like, y'all just relax, bro. Just relax. It's what you do. You know what I'm saying? And it usually helps because a lot of times they be like, and I'm relaxed. I see them take a deep breath, like, and then, boom, they start having fun. You know what I'm saying? So that's the main thing. I try to tell everybody I come across, you the truth, bro. You the truth. You good. He good. I'm good. And whatever we got to do to let people know it, that's what it's going to be. It got to be slow if it got to be fast, bro. That's all. I just try to remind my people, like, we the ones.
But you set the tempo, like, for the fight.
We set the tempo. Yeah, we set the tempo. I don't let nobody rush us. I don't let nobody speed me up or none of that. It's kind of crazy analogy, but you ever drove a stick shift, a car?
Yeah, I drove a stick shift before.
So, you know, when you drive a stick shift, if you don't know how to drive it, they'll rush you.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you got to clutch it, and, you know, people get the beep, beep, and you, boom, stalling out. Everybody teach how to drive a stick. I say, don't let them speed you up. Mm. You get off that clutch whenever you feel like it, and then it'll go easy for you, smooth, and then the transition is better. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. Like, just don't let nobody speed you up. Just you come out smooth how you want to do it. You smooth. You set your tempo. You know what I'm saying?
But how do you unwind from that mentality when you're in that fighter mode and you got to go to that place? How do you like unwind? Like, you know, I heard they have certain techniques, you know, semen retention before fights to get them real amped up and aggressive. All these different techniques. Like, how do you get them to like unwind after the fight, or is it
after
just
or before?
After, because they had to go to that. I don't know if it's a dark place, but they got to go to that place.
It's a different place, you know. But again, it just depends on the type of fight. You know, I've been with, you know, I keep using my brother because that's the most I had experience with. But like, you know, I've been in the ring. Well, after the fights with him, man, when he lost, and we know he should have won, and he devastated. So it's kind of hard to really, it's really nothing you could tell him in that moment, right? But if we've also been on the other side, we're like, yeah. So it's like, you know, it's just every athlete different, bro. Every athlete just got to, you know, they find their own little niche, and that's what I try to do. I let everybody have their own warm up, their own wind down. And it's important to give them space, too. You know what I'm saying? I give them a lot of space. Sometimes after that fight, they just got hit for 10, 12. You just got to leave them alone. You know what I'm saying? You can't take it personal. A lot of people take it personal. Like, man, I asked you a question. I asked my brother something, and he be like, I'm like, all right. In my mind, I just walk away and just let him, you know, have his time. So that's the thing. Really got that little, like unwind time.
Well, what skills you learned from your dad from training?
Just boxing, period. Just boxing, period. And then I love sports. I try to study every sport it is. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know the basis of every sport is competition. To me, like, you know what I'm saying? As long as you're competing, you're going to always study who across from you or who you're trying to get past, you know?
My question is, I've been coming here for a while, and y'all play chess every day. What does chess do? Like, y'all play that shit daily, like.
Chess to me, bro, on everything, is the best game ever invented. Mm-hmm. You play chess? Mm-hmm. It's the best game ever invented to me, like. The fact that it's a million combinations, bro, and you can never get bored with it. It's like you can, because it's like no game down there is the same ever. No game is the same. Like, you can checkmate somebody with a pawn. It's like it's a million literally combinations that you can do. And literally the fact that you, now this is why I don't like chess, because I don't like the fact that when I lose, another man literally had to outthink me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I used to play on the chess team back in middle school.
Yeah, I love chess. If I could, I would have did it back then.
You got, like, it really just show how smart you are, because somebody can really know the next 10 moves you're going to make. It's,
easily.
Like, impossible. Like, how does he know that? But he know, like.
Easy. He done already did a move to try to set you up from 5, 6, 7 moves down the line.
Now, do that go hand-in-hand with boxing? The chess?
Yeah,
y'all,
yeah.
Like, you just playing them before I got here. Shit.
No, for sure it do. Because in boxing, you know, you might, you know, like, for example, chess, like, you might lose a dog piece. To set up this shot or to set up this play. And the same thing in boxing. Like, you might take a punch to set up what you know gonna hurt this person. Or, you know, you might, it's all strategy. Like, you know, you might, the pawns is your jab. That's why I say in boxing. That's the setup. Like, but your killers is your right hand and your hook. So them your queens, the rooks, the bishops. Yeah, all that. So it's, you know, it's really the same. And then it's good too when boxers spar, I usually let them calm down and go out there and play chess. That's how I know, like, they still aware and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know they still thinking. They still got their mental. Because sometimes they be messed up when they get out of there. Like, they be saying they good, but they don't.
And it's crazy because the whole time you think you making your moves, and he then already made you make all those moves.
He made you make them.
He made you make every. But you like, yeah, this is a good move. And he like, yeah, I made him.
Yeah,
he don't even know.
He don't even know, but he made you do it. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, you really got to go at your pace. Like, you really got to, like, go. Like, you really got to do everything at your pace, bro. Just like chess and boxing, you let somebody speed you up, it'll get ugly in there.
What did you get? I watched another video you posted. You were saying, you win, you can't just win. You got to dominate.
Yeah.
The win.
Like, I'm saying when you get to a certain position, when you get to a certain position, because me, I'm always hungry because I've been an underdog my whole life, right? So I'm looking at it like, okay, you supposed to be number one. You got to show me. right? And if you beat me, then you got to show me again and again and again and again. So when you get to the top, bro, it's not enough to just win. That's why I told my brother, like, when you get to the top, not enough to win the belt. You got to keep it. That's the hard part, getting to the top and keeping it, right? So when you get to the top, the only thing they can say about you is you did bad. Because you that much better than everybody. So that's what I'm saying. Like, every time I try to get to the mind, every time you step in the ring or the office or the booth, you got to dominate, bro. Because when people really expect you to be good, like number one, number two, number three, you can have an off night. They don't care. They just don't care. Especially in sports, they don't care, bro. They're going to be like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Aaron Rodgers done. Like, he had a bad game. But when you dominate, you got to go out there every and you got to perform. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to perform. Like I said, my brother, all my fighters, bro, they coming to see you. They coming to see you. Now, what if somebody never heard or never seen before, but they heard about, oh, like, dog, cold on the, you know what I'm saying? So when people come, they want to check it out. Like, you let them down, they're going to be like, bro, why you tell me about, he ain't, you know what I'm saying? So I try to tell my people, every time you show up, every time you lace your shoes up, it's time to go.
And that's crazy. Now, think about how people coming at your neck, but that was your first live.
My first one.
Showtime fight. I can imagine how nervous you are trying to get, you know, get Tony together. Yeah. See, but a lot of people didn't think about that. You know, people like, man, he need to go ahead and get a new trainer. But now you're saying, like, damn, that was only his real first fight trainer.
But guess what? I'm at that level. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. You know what I'm saying? They know Tony is the best Danner in his division.
Yeah.
So it's like, we don't want to hear that. Like, he need a new trainer. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. That's what I had to realize. Like, this how it is. Like, when we just his last fight, Tony, my first fight with Tony, he didn't do that well. I mean, obviously, we could have set up a bunch of stuff, but in my eyes, they forget I'm really going across from Roy Jones. That's first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. Roy Jones that's on the other side.
Yeah, it is.
They only, you know what I'm saying?
That's Roy fucking Jones. Yeah, that nigga.
We talking about Roy Jones. That's like getting coached by Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
So I'm standing across from Roy Jones like, good luck. So you know my hand's full anyway.
Yeah.
They don't care. They don't want to hear. They're like, bro, Tony could have stopped him. And they don't care, bro. Damn. They just don't care, bro. When you at that level, they don't care. All they care about is, are you going to perform like we know you should? And if you don't, they going to switch on you. Like, you ain't, he need a new. That's just how it is, man. That's just how it is.
Now, next month, you got a title fight coming up.
Yeah. With Alicia. My first one in the actual. I mean, like, obviously, I trained him to that one. But, like, as far as the head trainer, yeah, this will be my first one, like, you know.
No, like, are you taking in like what you learned from the last one to this one? Like,
yeah, of course. The main thing, like I'm telling you, I just, you know, I get more relaxed. Like, you know, with experience, you get more relaxed. You still keep your competitiveness, but you just get more relaxed because you understand the ins and outs a little bit more. You know, before I was always trying to please, like, you know, I find myself trying to do it too, like pleasing the critics and, you know, the fans that wrote me bad, trying to please them, and then you end up losing yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, we all been down.
Yeah, so I just had to tell myself, like, man, just be you, man. Be the same dude you be in here. And, like, the last couple of fights have been way better for me. I've been more calm. I talked to him how I do in here.
When did you catch yourself, like, pleasing people?
Like, right. No. As far as, like, training, it was Tony, the fight with Perella. Because I found myself trying to really be like my dad, like, because I know everybody loved my dad. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to talk him like my dad with, like, just real calm, like, you know, good boxing. Good job, son. That's what my dad did. But then when I watched it, I'm like, that ain't how me and Tony operate. I usually be on him like, bro, what, he ain't better than you,
right,
or whatever. And I think that's what he was missing. But, you know, that's when I realized at that moment, like, I'm trying to just please too many people because everybody just want me to fail. I know they do.
Man, yeah. And that's the fucking thing. How the fuck you wake up every day like, no niggas want you to fail?
It's part of the game. That's what happened when you at the top. That's just what happened to you at the top. Now, I ain't saying I'm the top trainer. What I'm saying is, like, my position is at the top, technically. At the top. You know what I'm saying? So that's what
big moves.
Yeah, so that's what made me get up every day and just try to be as competitive as I can because I know everybody want me to fail. Everybody want my spot. Everybody call my brother. They're like, hey, let me train you. You know what I'm saying? So I got to be on my game. I got to always be on my, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody take my job. That's just how I go, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of stress and stuff that come with your position. If you talk about being at the top, it's a lot.
It is. I mean, people don't really believe, but I get calls for, like, you know, like, interviews all the time. A lot of time I just don't do it because I just kind of move a little different now. Because I know people really try to embarrass you. You know what I'm saying?
That is true, though.
They try to be like, they not like, you know, like I'm doing this for y'all because family, so it's like, let's do it. Right. Some people genuinely ask you for an interview to kind of embarrass you, though. Mm. And they'll ask you questions. You're like, why would you ask me that? Mm. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, then I got to train 20 fighters, all of them at that level. And if they don't perform, it's on me. It's on me. I don't care what the fighter do, what the player do. It's always on the coach, right? So then I come here and I try to be a leader to the community, to the kids. So I'm always got to be an example for them. So, I mean, it's definitely a lot. It's definitely a lot, man. But, you know.
You said how they unwind. How you unwind?
Mm-hmm. That is. Good ass question. You know what's crazy? I like to what helped me is my dirt bike, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm big on, like, ATVs and dirt bike, especially at night. Like, I got it in the back now. Like, I'm a ride at night. And it just, it's you know, you get to just think a little bit before I go in the crib. But, you know, that's about it. Really, I never get no sleep. My phone always ringing. Somebody always need to do something. Or I got a fight coming up. Even when I tell myself I'm taking vacation. You fighting, you know, November 19th, and I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So it's always something, but it's worth it, though.
Damn, that's the thing about that Jason Wilson interview. Like, we grind so much. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't fucking know when to stop.
It's hard
to
stop.
Like, yeah, because we feel like our worth is just what he was saying, like, providing and, you know, giving, but what we going to think about ourselves and, like, I just want to relax. Me relaxing don't make me less of a man, than someone that's working. You know, I'm going through that. I feel like I just work too much. I don't know how to relax. Working, you know, provide and shit like
that. But the thing is, I tell everybody, bro, you know, people always ask me, like, well, how you do? The thing that helped me really, bro, is realizing that money really is not, like, what makes, like, money is, it's cool, but, like, what y'all doing and, like, where we was, like, as far as, to me, that grind that you going through, to me, that mean everything because you really, you could be working for somebody else. Mm. You could be doing all type of stuff. But the fact that you can, you know, God forbid anything happen to it, but the day you check out, you can really be like, I did what I wanted to do. I tried it. Mm. You know how many people scared to go do this because they afraid of the grind? Like, they afraid of this process? Mm. Like, you just think about that, bro. It's a lot of people that go to work every day and miserable because they scared of the process. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, me, I'm like, let's do it. I started to be a box coach. I've never coached nothing, but I'm like, let's do it. Let's try it. Yeah. Like, why not? What's the worst that's gonna happen? We can always go work for somebody or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But why not? Let's try it. Let's try it. And then you keep doing it, and I tell everybody too, stop trying to be a jack of all trades. That's me personally.
Yeah, that's, I heard you. I had a question. Personally. That was my next question.
Me personally, I don't like jack of all trades because it's gonna be too hard to dominate one thing.
Mm-hmm. I read this book called Relentless. And he talks about that, and I feel like I'm struggling. I feel like I'm trying to figure out what lane.
Now, this is the thing. Do you want to get rich or do you want to be great?
Shit.
That's what you got to ask yourself. Now, if you want to get rich, then you can do this, then you can go sell cars, and then you can go train, and then you can go rap.
I want to be great, but I also want to get rich. And I think that's my problem.
You're going to get rich by being great. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's no way around it.
Okay.
It's only question is when. That's the only question. And do you got the patience? Now, that's why I tell people, too. You're going to get rich. If you be great, bro, and you dedicated to something, you're going to get rich. You're going to make money. The only question you got to ask yourself is, when? Is it this year? Is it 5 years from now? But that's what makes people great. The inner you to sit here and do this every day. Like, man, I don't care how slow it is, but this is what I love to do. It's going to pay off, bro. It's going to pay off. Let me tell a quick story. I was underrated in high school, right? I didn't have no help. I didn't have this. I got a full ride to college out the blue on my birthday, bro. And it wasn't by coincidence because I love what I did. I put the work in. Same thing overseas. I didn't have no agent. Literally, I didn't have no agent. I was all American in college. I was done. I'm sitting at the crib like, it's over for me. I got an email out the blue like, do you want to come play basketball? I said, yeah. That don't just happen by coincidence.
Right.
Like, that's because the energy I put into my craft. Only time was when, and it happened at that time, and it carried me. Same thing with this. I went hard with the training. Like, I didn't just wake up and decide I was really training hard to be a great trainer. And then, boom, your brother win the title. And then, boom, you got this. And then, boom, I'm about to train for a championship. All the wins coming from the sacrifice you put into this. Like, do that make sense?
It make a lot of sense, because a lot of people don't see the work that you put in behind.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of people don't know. Like, they think I just got handed this, and I didn't, bro. It's not by accident. It's not you're going to get in what you return. Only question is when, bro.
Damn, I ain't thinking about that. I'm thinking from 2018. That's why I started coming here to now. Like, damn,
I seen that journey.
You seen that?
Yeah, I literally.
Yeah, you literally seen it. Like they here really grinding.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying.
Like, that's why I was like, when he won that first fight, I remember when he first won, that shit was just like, fuck,
because you seen it firsthand. Seen it. You're like, no, they really be working, bro.
Yeah,
like, it ain't nothing changed. Yeah, ain't nothing changed, bro. Ain't nothing changed. It's just we, you know, we in a position now to help other people, but
y'all have a lot of fans too. Like,
no, for sure.
That second fight, I watched that fight a lot because it to me that fight is. It's like a lot of sharpness in it. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of.
It was a great fight.
It was a beautiful.
That was
Tony
fought
beautiful.
That was a great fight.
It was. But
guess what? They happy when you lose.
They is. But if you really read the comments, a lot of Tony had a lot of fans.
But like, look what he had to do to get that.
He had to lose.
He had to lose.
That's fucked up.
You see what I'm saying? That ain't that crazy. Yeah. When you win them up by being a like, oh, that boy's sharp. They like, I don't know. He ain't really like.
Because if you watch the first fight, the nigga was sharp. He was
sharp as hell.
He played him. He's
sharp as hell, bro. Yeah. We got to go in there and try to stand there and stop the boy for everybody to be like, oh, he cold. And then because you took off a year and a half, our daddy died, right. And you didn't look the best. Now you just ain't nothing. I'm telling you, that's how I go.
Damn,
bro.
That's how I think my Wilder. Wilder got all these fans out of nowhere because he fought good, but he lost.
These boys is the top of the top, bro. It don't get no better than boxing than a boxing champion. It really don't, bro.
Now, how you feel about that situation, him not speaking?
Wilder?
Yeah, after the fight. Like,
that's terrible. That's terrible. I make all my kids win, lose, or draw. You're going to win just like you lose. That's terrible. Mm. You gotta be a man, bro. You got to man up. Just like you won. A lot of people call me, like I seen when Charlo beat it the second time. They seen me on camera shaking Charlo's hand. Like, I seen you shaking Charlo's hand. Why you do that? Because he beat us. Mm-hmm. I ain't like it, but he won. Fair and square. It was a good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to knock dog. People be like, I hate Charlo. I don't personally like him.
I don't like that. He like a diva.
I don't personally like him.
I can say that you a diva, nigga.
He's a diva, for sure. No, he a diva. But guess what? As a competitor, I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. Because he got that it. Like, I want to be it. You know what I'm saying?
And you got to like that shit.
You got to like it. And guess what, though? All that comes from, again, I'm telling y'all, it comes from just wanting to be great. A lot of dudes right here want to be rich, so it never worked. Because you're trying to do this for 2 months, that ain't work. You try to come over here for 2 months, that ain't work. I'm trying to be a master of what I'm doing.
That's fucking true.
You know what I'm saying? And guess what came with me being a master? You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't need for nothing just because I just, you know, I put the time into trying to be great at something. You know what I'm saying?
So what's that X factor that separates a good fighter from a great fighter? Like in basketball, I think it's like your willingness to listen. You know, because like you don't got to listen in basketball to be like a good player, but you can't be like a good teammate or like a truly great player if you don't listen. Like what's that X factor in boxing?
In boxing, I would say the ego. In boxing, the ego get in the way of a lot of stuff. Like, you could be winning the fight. And he got that, my brother. Again, I hate to keep bringing up my brother, but like I said, a lot of my experiences come from him being in that moment.
Yeah.
He got it bad. Like, the second he started hearing boos, like, boo, he started just like, he like, bro, I don't like when they boo me. But I'm like, you winning. Like, win and let's go to it.
Ooh, you know? I think, you know that come from, though? Like, was Tony ever picked on growing up? Or like talked about? Come here, you say you're underdog. I feel like that shit
No. Tony, we kind of, you know, I used to bully him a little bit when we was younger. You need people, you should mess with him. But so he always had like that ego thing. Like, you know, I ain't gonna say he had little man syndrome, but it was like, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I was saying boxing the ego though, for sure. Because a lot of people, you could see it, you know, when you watching just like Wilder. Like you your first round, you come out jabbing to the body, you looking good.
Yeah.
And just like that, because you get hit, your ego get involved. Now you just go back to the old you that fast. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's really just their ego. They don't like getting embarrassed. So their ego kill them, bro. Their ego, they can't, it's hard for them to stick to what's winning. They love, I gave the fans a good show. I'm trying to win, bro. Win, that's when the money come. Floyd won. All his fights wasn't good, but he won. He fought bun sometimes. They got booed and all that, and that's what it was.
Who your top like winners? Like your top five winners? In anything?
In sports period?
Sports, music?
What are you talking about? Just anything?
In anything?
Damn, that's a good question, bro. That's a great question. Just winners?
Yeah.
Manny Pacquiao for sure.
Didn't see that one.
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao. Cause I like Muhammad Ali. I like dudes that just, bro, like, you know, they just, even though they successful, like it don't define them. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it's only so much money you can have for real. But when the people love you or you really doing for the people, like when you out in public and they can genuinely vibe with you. Mm. To me, that's a winner, bro. That's a winner to me. I don't really care about how much money a dude got or whatever. It's like, you could probably get that. I think that's Al too. It's like, it don't, for me, it's like, what you doing for your people? Mm-hmm. What you doing for your people? Do you make an impact on people when you wake up? You know what I'm saying? So I would probably have to say Manny, Muhammad Ali, MJ for sure.
Yeah, Mike was loved by the people.
MJ for sure. We talking about winners.
Damn, Manny fucked me up. I ain't seen Manny come.
Oh, Manny the truth. But if we had to say, I need two more.
He is loved by the people.
He is loved by the people. He loved by the people.
And he played chess when he played quarterback.
I would say a lot of people be sleeping on her, but I would say the tennis, what's her name?
Serena.
Yeah.
She's a winner. Yeah. You say winner, that's a winner right there. That's a winner. That's tough. That's a tough question, bro. Well, I'm trying to do something else other than sports, though. I'm trying to think about something other than sports. That's a tough one. I can't think of fuck.
Who yours, Amat?
Shoot. I would have put MJ in there.
Yeah,
Michael
MJ Jackson. For sure.
Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson. Yeah. Mike.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Michael Jackson, definitely. He number one.
He the only dude I seen. He stood on stage, bro, and didn't say a word.
Yeah.
And they was going crazy. And they was going
crazy.
he stood on stage for 10 minutes, bro, and didn't say a word. And they was fainting, bro. I ain't never seen that. He definitely number one.
I'm going to say Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Hell yeah, she a winner.
A winner?
Yeah.
What is it?
She ain't never really lost. I never seen her lose. I never saw her like get like she got a whole fan base called the Beehive.
She do.
Like
she do.
I'm gonna say Drake. That motherfucker loved by the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you still gotta consider what they accomplishments too though. Not just love by the people. They got.
But he a winner. Drake a winner.
It's still too early. I think it's still too early for him to really determine that.
I'm gonna say Meek only because
what man?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna say Meek. Let me tell you why. No, because damn, like from the underdog like perspective, like after that Drake shit, niggas thought he was done. But
he still is. You heard his last album?
No, hell no, hell no. That album was hard.
Expensive Pain was hard.
It was straight. What I'm saying, he came way harder.
No, but wins. But niggas don't talk about wins and losses.
Wins and losses was good.
But he dropped that right after that Drake shit.
Wins and losses, but that we know sometimes when they make records, it's already. Like, it's already done. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know who a winner when it comes to music to me? DMX. That's a winner.
I'm about to say the same thing.
That's a winner. Because no matter his struggles, bro, he shared them with the people.
Yeah, he do.
You know what I'm saying? He was on stage. He used to pray on stage. He was crying. Like, you ain't never really seen that from somebody that was, like, in his stature. His And then he really used to bang him, though. Like, he got real records. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He did. Damn. Yeah, RIP DMX. I think X, DMX man. Yeah, that DMX shit fucking crazy.
DMX a winner. But I like that he was human, bro. He was human. He wasn't. He was just a street cat from Yonkers or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
That shit crazy.
It is, yeah. The people love D2, though. They love him. Yeah, I'll probably do that.
So what's the perfect balance dealing with other people's perceptions of you? Just because, like, throughout the whole interview, you're talking about, like, just how people perceive things. Like, you can't never please everybody. So if you can't please everybody, like, how do you move around, like, about that in the right way? If you can't please everybody, who you really try to please at the end of the day?
You really just got to do the people that's just – that's with you kind of every day. That's like just around you every day. That's all I care about is like my team that I'm training with every day. Like if, I know if they tell me I'm doing bad, then I'm probably doing bad. Like, cause I know they like, man, you ain't been getting up or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But so I try to get up every day for them and make sure that they doing what they supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Cause everybody else, they switch on you like that once you win. See, right now I ain't lost this year. Mm-hmm. So they didn't kind of forgot about Tony. So it's like, oh yeah, oh they balling over there. But the second something happened, they gonna be like, I told y'all. So it's like, I really don't pay them no
money. It's hard to find genuine friends.
Yeah, I just be like, everybody, I usually phone them, I be like, high and by, because that's what I gotta do. Like, high and by, you know, I gotta be, you know. But yeah, they wanna see you lose, man. And I know that's for sure. They wanna see you lose, especially when you get up there somewhere that they not, they waiting on you to lose.
So, even like, about that accident you had a couple months ago, I didn't even know that was you, but when I see you post it, I was just like, that shit was like, that's when I knew you was going into your authentic self.
Yeah. It definitely changed. It definitely.
You know what I'm saying? No, like, because most people won't even post that. And I know niggas liked it was really hating, though. Yeah. I just see shit. I don't say shit, bro. But I see shit, bro. I swear to God, I don't say shit. But I see it, like, motherfuckers just liking and comment. But was probably hoping that was your downfall. Like, Like, how was that unwinding? Like, do you, because I got an accident in February. I still be.
I be twitchy. Yeah. Like, everything, I be paired. I be like, damn, what the, like, I'm always, even when I drive, it could be like a paper bag flying. I be like, whoa. Like,
yeah, bro. Yeah,
no, that's bad. Like, and then I was really like, I was in there. Like, I was in the thick of it too. So it was like, I ain't, you know, you don't ever, you just don't ever think you're going to be in a position like that. Like, especially going, you know, 70, 80 on the freeway. But it definitely, like, you know, it kind of make you realize, like, you know, what's important a little bit more, you know. I told myself too, like, I don't need no more fast cars, because I got robbed for the one I had before that. I had a Hellcat before that. I got literally robbed, like, gunpoint. You know what I'm saying? So they took that from me. I'm like, damn. Then after that, I get the vet, and then that happens. So I'm like, I just probably need to slow down. You know what I'm saying? So I just be trying.
You feel like you're moving fast in life?
I don't feel like I was moving fast. I feel like everything I had, I deserve. Because for a long time, I didn't really, I couldn't afford it, or I couldn't really do it. You know, and I feel like it's been like I said, I've been training since I've been five. So I feel like I deserve it more than anything. You know what I'm saying? So, but for some reason, bro, I just feel like I had bad karma with them in them type of cars. Like, it's just like, you know, I had jewelry. I lost all that. I lost all my jewelry like twice. Yeah, so I'm sick, bro. Like, but it's like I just don't think I was really spoiled. That's why I've been pressed to get nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, why you keep losing, or why this crash, and why they rob you? Why you? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm straight. So I just be just trying to focus on me growing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Good mindset we in, baby.
Yeah.
But last question: do you think mental health and boxing like can have an equilibrium together? Just like when you hear like MJ, they talk about, they called they call him the Zen Master with the meditation and all stuff. Does it have a place in boxing, or is it you have to be in that attack mode every
day? I would like for it to be more in boxing, me tell you the truth. Cause like I said, in boxing, like, people don't really look into it this deep. But for me, boxing is a real emotional sport. Like, you really emotionally tied to whoever you cheering for. So whether it ain't like football, basketball, like, if the Tampa Bay hot right now, so, and then everybody gonna go to this team. When the fans watch boxing, I would like meditation, because if you lose, they'll really make you feel bad, bro. They'll really make you feel bad.
They will.
I'm talking about, bro, they will. I seen them, bro. The stuff I be seeing them fighters go through, bro, like, honestly, they don't get paid in the first. That's me personally. Like, you fighting on Showtime, live, ESPN, you getting your head beat in for 12 rounds, and they paying most of the dudes like $70,000. It ain't no pension, so can't nobody speak up for them. Like, yo, they need insurance. Like, man, it's so much stuff. Like, so first of all, I think it's killing them. Then they never the same. Every time they go in there and come out, they never the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, they lose their memory. You know, they be, and you be like, but they be like, it's deep, bro. So I think they do need a lot more of that, bro. And then on top of that, like, the public, man, you got to be tough to be a boxer, bro. That'd be tough. Cause they'll make you, and I've been, like, I'm gonna say blessed to experience that part of human, like, the human side. Cause they don't care about you, man. They make you feel bad when you lose, bro. And I don't wish that on nobody. I don't wish that on nobody, man. They really make you feel like trash when you lose. So
that shit fucked you with your spirit.
It kill you, bro. I seen dudes lose and never, that's why they be like, he never be the same. You like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ever watch the fight and then somebody lose and they be like, he wasn't the same since the last fight. Cause they take a lot out of you, bro. It take a lot out.
That's in life too. I feel like boxing goes so hand in hand with life and life experiences.
Yeah, bro.
Niggas be like, you was up in high school. Yeah. Now you ain't shit. Like, it be all niggas is waiting for the spit on you.
I'm trying to tell you. And then, but especially for real,
niggas be waiting to spit on you, dog.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. I told you could pull up in a car right now, bro, and it could be a Corvette. It's a Stingray. And they be like, it ain't the Zios. It's like, they just be like, damn, bro. Like, you want me to feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is. They want you to feel. But, bro, you never be the same in that ring, bro. I'm telling you, especially if you lose. I know a lot of people that won, and then as soon as they lost, they just in the ring, they just don't be the same. Like, you know, like, he play fighting scary. Like, it do something to you, bro. You scared to lose now. You don't want to take a chance no more. You ain't really, it ain't the same, because really the people done dogged you. Like, you know, he ain't, I told y'all he wasn't like that. And these cats, man, they've been training their whole life, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
that shit goes hand in hand with life, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But I used to tell most people, man, I know you said this last question. I used to tell most people, like I said, when you, it's me, you either want to be great or you want to be rich. I think everything comes down to that. Everything comes down to that. You either want to be great or you want to be rich. Most people that want to be great, they don't have patience. So it's like they'll really never be rich. They cool for now, like what's walking around. Oh, yeah, I know dog from, you know, that little, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about, like, I tell my fighters, like, do you really want to be great? Like, will they really remember you? like what you did from start to finish. Like you started here, like look at him now, dog. He really did that. I'm talking about that type of stuff. That's when you're great. Not rich. Because when you're rich, you're just trying to be a jack of all trades. You all over the place. You know. And I tell all my guys, don't be all over the place. Master your craft. Then you're gonna get rich.
I mean, we're gonna name this episode "They Wanna See You Lose," man. Cause that's a powerful that's a powerful thing, man. And I experienced it in my life.
Well, you
life,
wanna
man.
Be what yeah. you say, rich or great?
Mm. You wanna be rich or you wanna be great?
Man? I like that.
You wanna be rich, you wanna
I
be
like
great.
That.
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
When you try to get rich, it is a toss-up, but I'm about to say when you try to get rich, bro. It's so in and out. It's not really stable. Mm. It's like you rich.
Because, man, I ain't gonna lie though. I ain't gonna say I was born in poverty, but shit, niggas, man, niggas are trying to make it. Like we all got it. But I know from all three of all five of us in this room trying to feed a family.
That's it. That's all you're trying to do.
Really what it is. But then you get out of like, fuck, I want to do what's for me. Because why don't I try to feed all these mouths? No, for real, like,
no, for sure.
who said I got to feed all these mouths? You know what I'm saying? I just want to feed myself and my purpose. And type
like,
shit.
But like I told y'all, it's hard, bro. Like, it's hard to really sit back and be like, do I want to bet on myself? Mm. I tell you, most people, bro, they sit back and they miserable, bro. I don't care how much money they make at their job. They miserable, bro, because they don't want to, they not betting on themselves.
Man.
Mm. It take a lot to bet on yourself, bro. Like, you got to be like, oh, I got to get this up. I got to do it. I got to maybe 5 years, maybe one. But when you great, you betting on yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you going to bet on yourself. I can live with that, bro. I can live with that. I don't care what happened. If I make it or don't, I can at least live trying to do that. At least I got to bet on myself one time, at least. You know what I'm saying? And that come with being great, bro. That just come with being great.
Man, I appreciate you jumping on the podcast with us, man. Like, for real. Like, this was an honor, man.
Appreciate
it really
y'all
was,
me,
man. I know it's been a minute, but I'm glad you came
on. I've been told you. I got you. I appreciate you having me, man. It was good, man.
Man, y'all tune in next Sunday for another episode of Breaking the Machine, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in every week, man. LJ Harrison, Breaking the Machine. That's a wrap. Appreciate
we out.
Y'all.
Yeah.